The following channeled message is brought to you by the Divine Love Sanctuary Foundation. The Foundation's mission is to awaken humankind to the wonders of divine love and to be channels of love, peace, and healing for our planet. Now, another celestial message.
May the door open wide to you, my friends, the door of God's love. You control the latch that opens this door. You control it with your thoughts and your desires and your prayers. And may all these things come into alignment so that that door opens wide and you may receive a great inflowing of the divine essence, God's love for you. I am Bartholomew. I come to greet my brothers and sisters from the climes of the southern places, so warm and balmy. And how at times I have empathy for you who live in such cold and dark places at times, that we indeed have the blessing and benefit of the beautiful climate that God has created for us in those places of warmth and friendliness. My beloved friends, wherever you are in the world, whatever your life experience has been, I urge you to put aside all those ideas and thoughts and preconceived structures of spirituality and religion. For most and almost all of these things that have been conceived by man are that of the mind. And the mind, as you well know, is subject to many influences and elements that build upon themselves and create a certain reality, a certain perspective of thought and perception. Yet, what we encourage you to do and to enter therein is the reality of the soul. That is a very different reality from that of the mind. It is multidimensional. It is awakened by God, who gives you the gift of the awakening essence, that which brings alive the perceptions and reality of the soul, comes with love. It comes with the touch of God deep within you. Your challenge is to bring that reality forward into your consciousness. And as I say, to put aside those preconceived notions, those expectations, those ideas of what the soul is. Rather, what is needed for each of you is to be open, to trust and have faith in the process of God's redeeming love, so that you may not be in the mind and of the mind, but rather discover another mind, another consciousness, another reality, which is that of the soul. It is filled with feeling. It is filled with knowings and perceptions that cannot possibly come with the mind's deductions or constructions Rather, the perceptions of the soul are closer to the truth, are closer to God, are closer to those things that are truly you, and that part of you that truly survives beyond this material plane. It lives now, but often in secret, unacknowledged by so many in your world. And yet you have come to that place where you are willing to step beyond this so-called normal perception of life to something that is beyond those mundane and common ideas and perceptions and experiences in life. You are adventurers. You are seeking something beyond the norm. You are seeking to fulfill your soul and to know the true joy that comes with God's love, the true perception that comes with God's love awakening, all that which is within you, to find the truth, truly, to find the truth, so that you will know in times to come, beyond a shadow of a doubt, beyond that place that speculates and wonders and has no true and solid ground from which to base its perceptions. You have come to that place of solid ground, of truth. And though it dawned slowly and the reality comes in fits and starts, in glimpses, in times of duress, in times of joy, but indeed it comes. And you know the difference between that which is of your mind and that which is of your soul. And as you continue to come to the depths of your soul and recognize this, so that difference, the discernment of the two, becomes greater and deeper and more understanding is realized as you blossom with the love of God, as you awaken with the power of His love showing you the way, opening up the channels and ways of means that you can come to know God, to truly know God. And in knowing God, to come to know the truth of God's existence, His laws of the universe, His laws of love. As you reach for the highest blessing, as you come to know the deepest truth, as you come to realize the hidden treasures within you, so your perceptions and experiences of life will change radically. So you will become a changed person, a person who is not so caught up in the dilemmas and judgments and conditions that are part of your world so intently and intensely. Rather, you let go of all those things that cause you pain, my friends, and you come to realize that life can be a joy, that life can be a miracle, that life can bring wondrous blessings and gifts. and awarenesses. This is all waiting for you. The only thing that inhibits this is your ability to unlock that door, to accept that another reality awaits you, the greater truth is at your beck and call. It is at your fingertips. But indeed, that door of doubt, that door of worry and care, and all things that are human, is thick and causes a great barrier between you and God. But you are knocking on that door, you are persistently praying to awaken and for that door to open. And so it will, with time and effort, with prayer and longing, with faith and trust. The door shall open more readily. At times, for each of you, it is but a crack, and the light flows through that crack, and you have hope, and you have some perception, some feeling, some insight into the power of your own soul, which is being transformed by God, which is awakening by the blessing of God's love. You are being persistent. You are exercising the truth that you know. You are walking upon the path divine. And in so doing, you are exercising faith in the truth of God's love. And know that as you do so, the door will open wider. It will not shut you out as often as it has in the past. You will find a freedom and joy that is meant for you and for everyone. And in that, you will shout out the hosannas, the joys, the glories of the touch of God upon your soul. This is your destiny, my beloved friends. It is a destiny that you have chosen. It is a destiny that is meant for you and for all children of God, which are all the souls in your world, in the spirit world. Each one is meant to have this gift, this transformation. But how many continue to press themselves against this door in judgment, in fear, in doubt? And rather they take another road, a road that insists upon the mindful control of their journey. And yet, when one releases this control, when one releases the judgment of the mind, when one willingly goes to the door and says, "No, I will not allow this door to be shut. I will open it with all my will and all my might and all my desire and all my longing. Even all my pain I will put into this and open this door so that the light of God may flood into me, that I may claim my birthright, that I may truly be one of God's children, claimed by God, seeking at one with God." Do not allow the door to be shut, my beloved friends, but work to open. Yes, a door is heavy. It requires great effort. But you and you alone must open that door. And you alone has the capacity, the ability to open it wide and let the love of God shine through, awakening all that is within you. Oh, my beloved friends, the joy you will know, the awakening that must come, the enlightenment that will be yours. All of these things are meant for you. Do not let the barriers hold you from God, but find the freedom that comes with that great aching effort to be free of the human condition and to know the glories of God. May you be blessed, my beloved friends, deeply, fully, beautifully blessed with His love, with all that is part of His love, with all that will come with His love. It is there for you. It awaits you. And so we come to the fountainhead of all love, with humility, with asking to be forgiven for our trespasses, to be awakened with our great potentials that lie within, to forgive ourselves, and to be in the redeeming qualities that is the essence of God, brought with His Holy Spirit to pierce your soul, to cleanse your soul, to heal your soul, and to bring all that is your soul alive. May God bless you, my beloved friends. I am Bartholomew, and I am pleased to be with you today. And for my friends who are close, know that I am close. I continue to guide and be with you. God bless you. My love is with you all. God bless you.
This has been a Divine Love Sanctuary Foundation channeled message presentation. For more Divine Love messages, visit DivineLoveSanctuary.com.